In Bonanza Park, an area where a handful of private landowners plan to redevelop, the city wants to have control over the best layout for roads that go through the area to ensure the nearly 100 acres ties in together for the best connectivity. Currently, the area holds a mishmash of development and obvious areas that need roads for greater movement throughout, especially during high periods of traffic flow. Adding to the current half-dozen roads that dissect the whole area are a proposed half-dozen more. Think of the shortcuts that are currently taken through the area, which now would become roads. As an example, there would be a formalized road both in front of Rite Aid, cutting from Iron Horse through to Homestake Road, as well as a road that would run behind Rite Aid, connecting the same two roads. Another road would cut from Iron Horse Drive to somewhere near the Recycle Center, passing by the area near Windy Ridge. To the east, a proposed road would run from Bonanza between White Pine and the old Miner Car Wash behind Park City Plaza to then connect with Prospector Avenue. While these are just examples and specific layout hasn't yet been determined or approved, it gives an idea of what the city wants to accomplish to achieve a functional network of connectivity in the area. City Council members in a Wednesday study session agreed they want to further explore trading the layout and construction of the roads for a donation of land from the major landowners in the area. The infrastructure would be paid for by an RDA or redevelopment agency, which raises funds to pay for the project with future tax revenues created by the improvement of the area and the new economic vitality that would be brought by its redevelopment. With the RDA in mind, City Council also discussed the balance between slowly phasing the construction of the roads with trying to quickly generate economic development to create that revenue needed to make the RDA funding work. Council will meet numerous times in work session over the matter. Some new roads could be seen in the area as early as 2015. You can go online to parkcity.org for more information about when the meetings will take place. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, KPCW News.